by now the pattern of the Advent, the daily Advent liturgies should be clear to us. The first reading is always a prophecy from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, and the gospel shows how the prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Today's readings are kind of a classic example of that. Isaiah says that on that day, meaning the day of the Messiah, the out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. And then in the gospel, two blind men come up to Jesus and he cures them. The eyes of the blind really do see. Now, it's a little hard to know what the people of Isaiah's time thought when he gave prophecies like this. He has a number of extraordinary prophecies of what it will be like when the Messiah comes. It's hard to know if they took these words literally, if they really thought that the deaf would hear the words of a book, and if the blind would suddenly be able to see, and if all of a sudden there'd be no more tyrants, and no more arrogant people and everything, or if they took these prophecies more metaphorically, symbolic of a time of restoration. Perhaps they didn't even ask a question like that. You know, the Hebrew mind didn't make distinctions the way Western thought usually does. They didn't distinguish between the health of the mind and the health of the body, or restoration of the country and the restoration of someone's physical health. It was all one thing. So if God acts for his people, he restores his people. And it can be described in lots of different ways. That's probably what they would have thought. The two blind men who approach Jesus cry out to him, "Son of David, have pity on us." Again, it's not a literal request to heal their blindness. It's an acknowledgement of Jesus' role as Messiah, Son of David, and a request for pity or for mercy. Sure, they wanted to see, but a request for pity is a request for a whole restoration. Give us your blessing. Make us whole. Make it possible for us to rejoice. That seems to be the nature of the request. So we shouldn't be too narrow and say what we want is to be able to have a physical restoration of our eyesight. That's a narrow request. They probably weren't thinking only that they wanted to see. They were thinking, come and bless us. Now, they probably were not thinking of this prophecy of Isaiah, although they could have been. Notice in the prophecy, it says that in that day, the day of the Messiah, the lowly will find joy, will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. It doesn't say that they won't be lowly anymore or that they won't be poor anymore. It says that they will rejoice. This is an important message for the Anuim, we're the poor. The poor of God should know how to rejoice in our poverty, in the time when we still experience affliction, when we're still praying for healing. That's the attitude of faith. Now, these two blind men, back to the gospel, they request pity. And then Jesus asks them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" He doesn't ask them what do they want. He asks them if they have faith. And they respond simply and directly, "Yes, Lord." He heals them with this expression, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." See how he twice puts the emphasis not on restoration of their physical body, but on what's inside their faith. "Let it be done to you according to your faith." And then he heals them physically. Faith, you see, is already a way of seeing. In fact, it's a more important way of seeing. If we have faith, we can see. even if we're blind physically. If we have faith, we can see even though we're still poor and lowly or still suffering. This is very important for us when we are passing through times of trial. The trial of the whole world is the pandemic. If this pandemic is making us unhappy or preventing us from rejoicing in the Lord, that's a sign of weakness of faith. It's only a pandemic. It doesn't ruin the good news. It doesn't prevent God from being in charge. It's an opportunity for us to exercise our faith, to see with faith, to trust in God's restoring power, even if we don't see it with our eyes. This is also an important thing for us to be able to exercise whenever we are asking for some healing. Naturally, because we are narrow and limited, we identify an illness and we say, Lord, heal me. Or an illness of one of our loved ones, and we say, Lord, please heal her, heal him. Take away this physical affliction. And we hope that God will do it immediately, which he certainly can do, and sometimes he does do. But what do we do when he doesn't immediately heal? You see, the prophecy of Isaiah was 900 years before these men were healed. They said, okay, we believe. The Lord says that the eyes of the blind will see, we believe. But it didn't happen. For a long time, these two men, they said, Lord, have pity on us, and immediately they got healed. So sometimes healings take a long time, sometimes healings, in the physical sense, they happen immediately. What we have to know is that the attitude of faith is to believe even before we see evidence of the healing. That's faith. It's seeing with faith. This is important because we do have wounds that are not healed. Not just physical conditions, but sometimes painful memories or trauma from our early days, or perhaps injustices that we have suffered, even abuse, and betrayals, things that are very painful. And we say, Lord, heal this memory or heal this wound caused by my sin or by the sin of others. Lord, heal me. And then over time, the memory of the event or the injustice fades away. And then all of a sudden, somebody says something and it comes racing back into our consciousness, might even move us to tears. And we say, well, I thought I was healed of that. I thought that wound was healed. And then we realize it wasn't healed. Didn't I pray? Or is God not being merciful to me? Don't put a judgment on faith and don't put a judgment on God. Renew the confidence that God can and will heal. Don't let a lingering illness or a lingering spiritual or emotional wound weaken your faith. This is Advent, remember. Advent is a time to strengthen faith, to look forward to the fulfillment of prophecies, whether the prophecies will be fulfilled 900 years from now or 10 seconds from now, that doesn't make any difference when it comes to faith. Don't try to box God in to your timetable. For God, 1,000 years are as a day. So 900 years is less than a day. 1,000 years are as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. So don't put a timetable on the Lord that comes from our human perspective. Jesus here is emphasizing the importance of faith. Let it be done for you according to your faith. As if to say, if you don't open the door in faith, it can't be done. Now, it's not about timing. It's about giving God the freedom, the space, the permission to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. This is what he's saying to us. Let it be done for you according to your faith. Exercise your faith. Strengthen your faith. Put absolute trust in God. Don't put absolute trust in the evidence, because that drags God down to the human level, as if he has to do it the way we expect him to. No, we lift up our hearts to God. We open the eyes of our eyes of faith to God, and we see that he does heal. He is healing. He's healing us right now. That's what we know. He asks us, do you believe that I can do this? Our response today, our response in this Advent season is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.